By lorries along Sir John Rogerson's quay, Mr. Bloom walks soberly, past Windmill Lane, Leask's, the linseed crushers, the postal telegraph office. Could have given that address, too. And past the sailor's home. He turned from the morning noises of the quayside and walked through Lime Street. By Brady's cottages, a boy for the skins lolled, his bucket of offal linked, smoking a chewed fagbutt. A smaller girl with scars of eczema on her forehead eyed him listlessly, holding her battered cask hoop. Tell him if he smokes he won't grow. Ah, let him. His life isn't such a bed of roses, waiting outside pubs to bring Da home. Come home to my Da. Slack hour. Won't be many there. He crossed Townsend Street, passing the frowning face of Bethel. L, yes, house of, Aleph, Beth. And past Nichols, the undertaker's. At 11 it is. Time enough. Dare say Corny Kelleher bagged that job for O'Neill's. Singing with his eyes shut. Corny. Met her once in the park, in the dark, what a lark. Police tout. Her name and address she then told, with my tirulant, tirulant tay. Oh, surely he bagged it. Bury him cheap in a whatchamaco. With me tirulum, 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 tirulum. In Westland Row, he halted before the window of the Belfast and Oriental Tea Company and read the legends of lead-papered packets. Choice blend, finest quality, family tea. Oh, it's rather warm. Tea. Must get some from Tom Cannon. Couldn't ask him at the funeral, though. While his eyes still read blandly, he took off his hat, quietly inhaling his hair oil, and sent his right hand with slow grace over his brow and hair. Very warm morning. Under their dropped eyelids, his eyes found the tiny bow of the leather headband inside his high-grade hat. Just there. His right hand came down into the bowl of his hat. His fingers found quickly a card behind the headband and transferred it to his waistcoat pocket. So warm. His right hand once more slowly, went over again. Choice blend, made of the finest Ceylon brand. The Far East. Lovely spot it must be. The garden of the world. Big, lazy leaves to float about on. Cactus. Flowery meads. Snaky lianas, they call them. Wonder is it like that? Those Cingalese lobbing about in the sun, in dulce far niente. Not doing a hand's turn all day. Sleep 6 months out of 12. Too hot to quarrel. Influence of the climate. Lethargy. Flowers of idleness. The air feeds most. Azotes. Hothouse and botanic gardens. Sensitive plants. Water lilies. Petals too tired to. Sleeping sickness in the air. Walk on rose leaves. Imagine trying to eat tripe and cow heel. Where was the chap I saw in that picture somewhere? Ah, in the Dead Sea, floating on his back, reading a book with the parasol open. Couldn't sink if you tried. So thick with salt. Because the weight of the water, no, the weight of the body in the water is equal to the weight of the... Or is it the volume is equal to the weight? It's a law, something like that. Vance in high school, cracking his finger joints, teaching. The college curriculum, cracking curriculum. What is weight, really, when you say the weight? 32 feet per second, law of falling bodies per second. They all fall to the ground, the earth. It's the force of gravity of the earth is the weight. He turned away and sauntered across the road. How did she walk with her sausages? Like that something. As he walked, he took the folded Freeman from his side pocket, unfolded it, rolled it lengthwise in a baton, and tapped it at each sauntering step against his trouser leg. Careless air. Just drop in and see. Per second, for every second it means. From the curbstone, he darted a keen glance to the door of the post office. Too late box, post here. No one. In. He handed the card to the brass grill. Are there any letters for me? He asked. While the postmistress searched a pigeonhole, he gazed at the recruiting poster with soldiers of all arms on parade, and held the tip of his baton against his nostrils, smelling fresh-printed rag paper. No answer, probably. Went too far last time. The postmistress handed him back through the grill his card with a letter. He thanked and glanced rapidly at the typed envelope. Henry Flower, Esquire, care of P.O., Westland Row, City. Answered, anyhow. He slipped card and letter into his side pocket, reviewing again the soldiers on parade. He strolled out of the post office and turned to the right. Talk, as if that would mend matters. His hand went into his pocket, and a forefinger felt its way under the flap of the envelope, ripping it open in jerks. Women will pay a lot of heed, I don't think. His fingers drew forth the letter and crumpled the envelope in his pocket. Something pinned on. Photo, perhaps. Hair? No.